Bong Sawyer, Chapter 1.
Bong! Bong! Where are you? Come over here, boy!
Rang out the voice of Bong's grandmother. Old Mrs. Bong's Aunt Maple. Sweet but stern. An emphasis on the stern part of the package. Great cook. Expert pain inflictor with various tools and child martial against child pain arts such as the ear grab and pull, the ruler swipe to the buttocks. Slap, the push down, the grab and shake, the sumo wrestler-like move that'll make her teeth rattle. She screams in her face, but she's a good lady. Bong's room, an unruly mess. She made a racket as she rummaged through the place.
Where you at? Where are you at?
Bong had long since bailed, as he so oftentimes does when he gets a whiff of chores to be done or on the knees praying to the tomato god or patron deity. The family moved to Planet Blue on a government grant when Tom's parents died and a horrible, terrible bad thing happened. Currently, Tom was living with his grandmother. He shuffled from family member to family member like a stinky heirloom. Living on Planet Blue on the farm, allotted by the government, with 5 years no taxes. Land formerly belonging to the Poldaki people. Not so long ago, the blue-skinned barbarians. Not technically human, although so humanoid they can reproduce and have children with humans, but still, they have blue skin, they're not human. They're animals to be pushed aside. Christ-a-fest destiny, they call it. Aunt Maple Sawyer, she grew row upon row upon row of tomatoes. 12 different kinds of tomatoes of different tastes, including a very rare Poldaki tomato variant called Purple Pleasure. She would dry this and sell it online. It's smokable and gives a cannabis-like buzz. Oftentimes, Tom will grab some of these plants when she's not around or looking and ingest them in his own little corncob pipe. She does find a porn mag. Biggins, which she wads up into a stiff ball and burns in the compost heap. Don't know why this little bastard keeps getting the porn and the cigarettes, but he's gonna pay. He's gonna not be able to sit down for a week when I get a hold of his fucking disobedient ass. Thank you.